Here, I will show my first attempt at building an emulator for the ALI M3801 microprocessor, based on off-the-shelf Unicorn and Capstone modules. The developed program will load the contents of the flash memory and execute it similarly to a real physical CPU, although it will not be without modifications and fixes, as Unicorn Capstone do not implement the full logic of a particular SoC or its peripherals. In addition, the whole thing will be able to correctly handle sending data over the UART, i.e. it will emulate the register responsible for transmitting bytes over the hardware serial bus. In this way, we will get the same messages in the console that running a program on a real ALI chip would show. Tools used. Ghidra is an advanced reverse engineering SRE tool being developed by the NSA. It allows the decompilation of MIPS machine code into pseudo-C code, making it much easier to analyze and understand firmware logic. Unicorn is a lightweight multi-platform framework for CPU emulation based on QEMU. In the project, it serves as the main engine for emulating MIPS32 instructions in little endian mode, although in practice, much of the operation, including memory access, is handled separately in MyCode anyway. Capstone is an advanced disassembly engine supporting multiple architectures. It is used here to convert machine code into readable assembler instructions, which is essential for tracing and debugging them. It allows the user to see exactly what the processor is currently executing. I will do the project in the Python language. Firmware used for demonstration. To simplify the workflow, I used a ready-made Hello World on ALI, found on GitHub, Mihal4132, ALI SDK. I presented this project previously here. How to compile and run your own firmware for ALI M3801 and other tuner chips. This firmware is characterized by the absence of pre-compiled modules, so-called blobs, which makes it easier to analyze and compare the source code to the results from the emulator. For this reason, we will use it here. Note: the topic assumes a basic knowledge of terminology, and I will not explain here how the processor works. I will focus here on just presenting the construction of my simple emulator. Importing firmware in Ghidra. Open Ghidra, create a new project, do file import file. Before importing the file, you need to configure it properly. Set the architecture. MIPS Little Endian. MIPS is a RISC architecture, and Little Endian specifies the order in which the bytes are stored in memory. Set base address. AFC0000. The base address is the fixed starting address of the memory area. It serves as a reference point for further addressing of data or registers. Without a correct base address, the jump instructions would go to the wrong place. Ghidra gives us two views. The first time we have to wait for the decompilation to finish, but after that, everything works smoothly. The first view is directly the bytes of the opened file, but mapped to the base address. Hence the addresses start with AFC. Next to them, we have the decompiled commands with their arguments. The second view is the C pseudocode, which tries to show what this function would do in C, as much as it can. A lot of information is lost in compilation, so we don't even have variable names or the exact syntax here as it was in the source code. In this case, we have the source code of the decompiled program, so we can compare and check. The startup routine is partly written in assembler and partly in C. Start.s, continued in C, entry.c. You can easily compare the two files. You can see here, for example, that FUN AFC00AFC of 0FFFIF 01 is UART attach. Deassembly in Python, let's start with the simplest one. This example shows a simple disassembly of a binary code after a given address in Python. The binary is loaded into memory at the specified base address without running or emulating instruction execution. The Unicorn engine is only used here to map the memory, while Capstone reads the bytes from under the specified address and translates them into M.